Greetings, this is the Automatically Leaded Husband. I'm doing a video call because I want to do something short and quick, focus on a single subject. Specifically, the issues with COVID-19. I have stated for over a year, I don't think you're familiar with this at all, but I've stated for over a year now, year and a half, started early part of 2020. So the purpose of this whole thing is threefold: money, power, eugenics. And when I mean eugenics, I think we can expand the term to genocide. Because, I mean, eugenics is the idea of getting the eugenics, you good genus. So it's the good genes. Get the people with the good genes. That's what eugenics is about. This is something that was pioneered by people, notably like Margaret Sanger and so forth. And you know, she was part of the Birth Control League promoting eugenics. Some of their representatives were brought in to help the Third Reich develop their eugenics program. It's been commonplace. The purpose, you know, you will. You know, the notable figures of today, obviously Bill Gates, whose dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, has very, very clearly stated his eugenics philosophies. His friend, Jeffrey Epstein, was an outspoken eugenicist. So, I mean, this is evident. There is the issue. Again, as I pointed out, if you want to eliminate a large number of people, you have to either do something extremely forcibly, such as, you know, a nuclear weapon or something of that nature. But then, of course, that leaves a lot of destruction. And the issue is, you want, instead of to impose upon it, you want people to come to it voluntarily. It's kind of like basically saying, how do you get people to say, I want to die? Or, I want to not reproduce. Because one of the ways to reduce the population is reduce reproduction rate. So there are a whole lot of things on that factor. But so let's focus specifically. You know, I've talked about masks before. You know, again, the masks are useless. That's been demonstrated for decades. And, you know, you even have people like Dr. Fauci, who is often called Dr. Fraudy, who the inventor of the PCR test, remind you again, called him an egotistical liar. So, you know, you got to keep these things in mind. What you have is a system in place where the mask, what they do, again, I use the expression, the mask of the armband of 100 years ago. And I think that's clear, because what it does, it says, I'm part of this, I'm part of the plan, I'm part of this system. I mean, you know, I believe it is your, you might say, your baptism. You know, people wear a cross or whatnot. That's effectively the cross. The armband was to say, I'm part of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and now I'm simply, by wearing the mask, I'm part of caring for the world. You know, I walked yesterday. It was yesterday. I did a walk today, but I walked yesterday, and I walked by a company that does medical stuff. And they have one of these big signs up front, and it was when I walked by it, it was sad, because there was one thing about get the vaccine and to help the grandmother down the street. It's fraud. It's absolute fraud. It's an appeal to emotion, and they want to get you into the club. So what are the things that, you know? What has concerned me is people say, "Well, the vaccine's no big deal." And, you know, it's been fascinating to me because there's the sensational arguments. You know, for example, because I just watched it, Alex Jones, obviously, you know, big name personality, came out first of, I think it was a 3 or 5 part series called COVIDland. You know, they have COVIDland.com. And I watched the first part, and it was a lot of good information. I would suggest it was good, solid information, but there was a sensationalism about it, in the sense that, you know, which obviously, you know, part of his trademark, I think he provides good information with sensationalism behind it, and that will grab a lot of people. And you'll rally around the sensational. There was in his example, things like the hospitals are crowded and overcrowded and whatnot. And then because I saw this, when this happened, a whole bunch of people would show up at hospitals and there's no one there. There's simply no one there. So what's portrayed in the news media and reality are two different things. But if you watch only the news media, you won't know that. But the issue is, it was the sensational aspects of it. Some good history, but still the sensational aspects of it. And so they may be effective. They may win over some people. However, those are not my primary sources. You may hear me use the name Denis Rancourt, a gentleman in Canada, who is also hounded by his own university because of he looks at evidence. And, that's not a good thing if you want to play by the, be a team player. Evidence doesn't make any difference. You got to be part of the team. And so he's been hounded, but he provides some great evidence of, and of course, he's one of the people who very articulately state that, for example, 2020, it's the all-cause death rate. People dying for any cause. And obviously in a pandemic, you'll see a spike of that. In 2020, there was no spike. There were a couple areas, specifically California and New York, where there was a bit of a spike, but you can easily trace that basically to murder. When they would take people who are not in great shape and put them in an environment where they're going to be exposed to the normal seasonal flu, you're going to increase the death rate. And that was very effective. But the all-cause death rate around the world, there was no spike. So was there a pandemic? According to that, no. It simply isn't there. But you have issues now because of the reaction to it. You see the crime rate going up, you see the murder rate going up, you see the suicide rate going up, and you will see the death rate going up probably this year, but not because of COVID-19, because of the reaction to it. But, there's also some gentleman out of, there's one gentleman out of, I think he's in Belgium, and there's another gentleman who's, I think, Italian. And there's several, there's several European groups and whatnot who are showing where the evidence is false. You have a bunch of things. There's the there's a group that met in Canada about a year ago with several thousand. I think it was about 1,000 medical professionals and came out with a document saying this is fraud. And there was a new one released a month or so ago. Again, I think they reached 6,000 medical professionals signing it. Doctors and so forth, and saying this is fraud. This is fraud. There's no evidence for this. And so you won't hear about that because those people have to be silenced. But what I have found is, I heard long ago, the early evidence of those getting the vaccine, over 3/4 of pregnant women who get the vaccine have a miscarriage. So there's a problem here. Now that it's been several months, I don't know, I don't have an updated information, but the early thing is you have a miscarriage. The second thing that apparently has been demonstrated is that the vaccine, where does it accumulate? In the uterus. So will it have an impact on reducing the fertilization rate, the reproduction rate? And obviously, time will tell. I think the odds are pretty strong. but then another gentleman, which I found fascinating, explained one of the things because, it's called the spike protein. And I've expressed before, it's not a bacteria. In the sense that it is something that will reproduce by itself. It's not a living cell that reproduces by itself. So it's a virus that has to get inside another cell for that cell to reproduce itself and the virus. What happens is, they call it the spike protein because it literally has spikes on it. And it will get into a cell and kind of poke holes in it in order to place it inside. And of course, it makes the cell spiky. And apparently, again, some of the early evidence of this is what happens is you accumulate, you know, you're putting literally, when you get the vaccine, you're putting literally trillions of these into your system. They get into your body, and of course, then they start to reproduce. And what happens is they don't show up where apparently the accumulation is occurring is not in like the major organs and so forth, except obviously the uterus, but in the really minor, you have the major veins that go to smaller and smaller, and you have places where it's very, very tiny blood vessels. And, you know, you have a whole bunch of these all around your body. And what happens is they will get into a cell in that area with the spike protein, and that spike is there. And when a blood cell, for example, goes by and it effectively, literally gets spiked on it, it essentially captures this. And my understanding is vague. But the general idea, what happens is it captures that cell sort of, and it's stuck there. And because the body then says, oh, there's a problem. And it forms what's effectively a blood clot. So you have a vein or tiny little you know, capillary type where you have a clot. Because of the fact you have so many of these, and one of them gets plugged, it's not a big deal when it happens to one or a few. You'll never notice. And from what I understand, the gentleman described it, most tests for clogged arteries and things of that nature, they won't find this because this happens normally in the body, and it's a minor thing. However, when it happens in large scale, what it does is you have a whole bunch of little things throughout your body that are now, when the blood is trying to pump through, it's kind of like, I can't get through. It's been blocked. A literal blood clot. Apparently, there is a test to determine the amount of these kind of clots you have. And so, what you have is a whole bunch throughout your body of this additional clots. And what that does is you don't notice it. It's a minor thing. But it's kind of like, okay, my heart, my lungs have to produce at a certain rate. And what's happened now is I got to do it a little bit harder, maybe just 1 or 2%, maybe even 5%, depending on how big it is. And I got to, the lungs and the heart has to work harder because it has these little things that has to push through. And what that does is it fatigues, because this is not like doing an exercise, like when my hike today. I walked 7 miles. When I was done, my body went from the aggressive walking to resting. If you have this kind of issue in your body, it never stops. 24 hours a day, you have that additional pressure. And again, it's just a little additional pressure. And apparently the evidence is, well, for example, if I were to have had the vaccine and try that walk today, that additional stress on my body would mean I wouldn't be able to do it as fast. And I would probably be really fatigued when I was done. And if you do that to somebody, especially someone not in good health, you have now accelerated other issues that may be in their body. You've accelerated their demise. So the suggestion would be that what you will see, because of the wide-scale vaccinations, you will see the birth rate go down simply because the spontaneous abortions that occur, and perhaps something that is happening in the uterus that may prevent pregnancy in the first place. That may indeed be true, and obviously we'll see that over the next year or two. And this other thing of fatiguing the body, meaning that over the next year or two or three or whatnot, the death rate will accelerate, especially for those who are not in good health, because they are now in less health. And somebody who is in otherwise good health will suddenly become weaker. And they may still be fine for the most part, but they won't have that life, that vigor in them anymore. And this, see, what I've told you is this was explained not by the sensationalism, like the COVID land type sensationalism, which again seems to be based on very good information. However, what I'm giving you is something that is well explained by the medical community, well, some of the medical community, because a lot of the medical community doesn't want to touch this, but explains not just simply the idea, but this is how it works. And, you know, again, the one doctor I listened to, there is a test for this blocking of the minor, the veins in your body. There's a test for this. And he has tested people. And indeed, the problem is there. So my concern, obviously, some people may recall that I'm a pro-life advocate, have been and remain so. This is genocide. This is not, well, it's your choice and wouldn't it be nice if you went along with the system? It's genocide. And again, the way to kill masses is give them a reason to want it. I want to be part of the club. I want to be accepted. I don't want to have the fiasco of dealing with mandatory things. So I'll be part of the club. I'll get the vaccine. And I don't see any effects. Yeah, there are a few people. You know, again, remember, public information, the, we call it VARS, the vaccine reaction, whatever it is, CDC-run information. You take all of the deaths from vaccines from day one till now. Well, till last, was it December, you know, just shy of a year ago. All deaths. And compare that to the deaths, reported deaths, in the less than a year from the COVID-19 vaccine. It's several times these decades of vaccines. Not a minor number. Several times. And this is just reported. And remember some of the techniques that are used. What they will do is they'll say, okay, someone has died from a flu-related illness. And if they've only been vaccinated within the past 2 weeks, we will count them as unvaccinated in order to inflate the unvaccinated numbers and reduce the vaccinated numbers. This information is public. If you care to look, it's there. So what they can do is lie with statistics. I am concerned, not only for my family, which is why this dad refuses to allow, to give permission to any of his kids to be vaccinated at all. I hope my wife doesn't either. And may I suggest, Jim Cross, Madge Cross, and so forth, if you get vaccinated, expect to lose some years of your life. Seriously. And, you know, am I trying to sensationalize or trying to warn you? Am I trying to act towards you in love? Don't get the vaccine. You know, the amount of lying that is going on, lying with statistics, is amazing. Again, you know, the thing that I find so fascinating is this idea of trust the science. No, it's trust the scientists, because they don't have the science behind it. You know, it's been so interesting to me because I saw a few more things about NASA doing this, that, and the other. And you see all these people and they look, oh, these are scientific people and we're bringing, you know, spacecraft to Mars and whatnot. And it's kind of like, oh, these people are knowledgeable. Yeah, right. And they're all wearing masks. I'm sorry. If you trust the scientists, because your paycheck depends on it, you're going to wear a mask. If you trust the science, it's stupid to wear a mask. It's stupid. Again, have it sink in. The idea of stopping mosquitoes with a chain link fence. Have that idea sink in because the proportions are identical. It's not close. It's identical. And you'll see that CDC is trying to use the idea that, well, there are electrostatic effects that help block. Yeah, great. It's baloney. It's absolute baloney. I want to do something short. I'm sorry. It's getting long. There's so many things I want to tell my family. But I want to make sure this is on the table. We are in a period. Again, I say we're the Fourth Reich. And the difference is it's worldwide, not just Germany. It's worldwide. The objective of saying we got to be part of the club because grandma's at stake. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie because it gains power. Look at the number of billionaires, new billionaires in the last 2 years. And the vast majority in the pharmaceutical industry. It is money, power, because obviously the state has increased in power dramatically. And I said eugenics, but it really is genocide. It's genocide. There's a desire to radically reduce the population. And again, this is public. It's been said for decades. And you're seeing it happen. So I'm not trying to give you the sensationalism of COVID land kind of thing. Yes, I think they have rational information, but it is sensational. I just gave you evidence and try to explain to you this is how it works. This is what's doing to you. This is why it's a killer. Again, if I put a bullet to your head and then go to the next person, put a bullet in his head, go to the next person, put a bullet in his head, people may say, there's a problem here. Let's stop this man. If I give you something that won't impact you, won't impact most people for months or years, but it reduces their possibility of reproduction and it shortens their life significantly, then I can commit genocide in a really large scale. I love my family. I'm trying to love the next generation. I want my kids to know this. I want my kids to thrive. My lady, my wife, I love you.